The Connected World. In the bustling city of Metropolis, people were always on the move. They rushed from one place to another, and it seemed like they couldn't go anywhere without their trusted companion, the cell phone. Sarah, a young professional who lives in Metropolis, is no exception. Today, her day began with her phone's alarm, which helped her wake up on time. Before even stepping out of bed, she reached for her phone to check her messages and emails. On her way to work, she noticed people at the bus stop, in cars, and on the train, all engrossed in their cell phones. Some were texting, others scrolling through social media, and a few were streaming videos or listening to music. It was as if the city had become a place where people had conversations, read books, and even worked on their phones. Sarah's office was no different. Her colleagues sat at their desks with their phones nearby, ready to answer calls, reply to messages, or check the latest news during a break. Meetings often started with the announcement, "Please silence your phones," although some would still sneak glances at their screens. In the evening, Sarah went to a cafe to meet her friend, Mark. However, as she walked in, she noticed that Mark was already there, head down, absorbed in his phone. She smiled and waited for him to look up. "Sorry, I got caught up in something," Mark said, finally noticing her. Sarah chuckled. "No worries, Mark. It's just the way things are now." As they sat down and chatted, both of them occasionally checked their phones for messages or updates. It seemed like a reflex, almost like second nature. While the technology had brought people closer together in many ways, Sarah couldn't help but wonder if, in the midst of all the screens and notifications, people might sometimes miss the simple pleasure of a face-to-face conversation or the beauty of the world unfolding around them.